Hey guys, you jibber jabber fuckers, where y'all been?
I had a podcast that no one ever listens to.
Can we talk about Billie Eilish? Jesus Christ.
Everyone loves her.
Whispers into the mic. Let me tell you. Talentless is the least to say.
Guys, stop. Stop it. Trump's gone.
All right? Trump's gone. So what's next? What's next is this podcast. Let's go. Get me out of here. Can't say shit without offending someone because everyone these days knows the most. Some people think that this pandemic has actually made a lot of people realize that sitting in the house and having your own opinion that you're strong with, jibber jabber, that you get to say whatever you want and like there's no repercussions. Listen, dude, I say a lot of stuff that I want and I got a lot of repercussions. Fuck the word. Yeah, no. And then what did I do? You guys thought you silenced me? No, buzz. I just started realizing, like, how many podcasts are coming out. Right? That's what it comes down to. How many fucking other people all think that their words are going to reach someone? Hey, me. I'm guilty. But you know what I'm not guilty of? Complaining. You hear that? Complaining. That's all this shit's been. You know? Went through some hard time of thinking that I was going to lose my job. Maybe said a couple things about that. Didn't complain. I'm going to be done. You guys remember the good old days? Right? Where you stood in a group of friends and it just went back and forth and back and forth between all of you, ripping on one another. Then maybe someone gets you hurt, start saying some personal shit. And we just all took it. Now, dude, at the end of the day, do you really think I give a fuck who's cutting their dicks off, putting tits on, and fucking shaving down Adam's apples? You really think I care? Don't. But the amount of people that respond to certain shit like that just because they want to have their voice heard is pretty wild, Bubba. Take a look around. It's a wild world. You know, I'm proud to say this now. I waited a little while before I could say this, but I have not taken any days off throughout this bullshit. And I've made some jokes towards mental health. But now I'm starting to see, like, fuck. we gotta figure it the fuck out, guys. You know? Because if we don't, you really think those banks and politicians and all those guys that are fucking, you know, controlling the narrative are going to really, like, you know, change things? And, you know, here's another fucking crazy thought. The fact that I think, you know, we're going to band together. Dude, this election proved more than anything that we are less than capable of banding together. You know, I made jokes about, like, Portland and all that shit. You know, about them being, like, they're going to start their own country and, you know, try to separate and, like, that, it got shot down. But, like, it was all jokes, Bobs. Like, I don't give a fuck, man. I've been golfing. Along with every single guy in the world. And let me tell you, dude, golf, this is not everyone's game. And let me tell you another thing, that Tiger Woods documentary, a lot of people loved it. A lot of people were like, oh, yeah. A lot of people that loved it is like, dude, what are we doing now? What are we doing? The reason why that motherfucker got huge is because he was good at golf. Not because he's good at dicking down chicks. And then the only thing that mattered is if, you know, him making a name for, you know, the black culture, which is, yeah, it's great. But, like, at the same time, the controversy between this shit was so fucking funny. It's like, what, you didn't think a bunch of people that owned country clubs in the first place, if you know anything about golf, they started these country clubs so no one out of their fucking, like, tax bracket, to say the least, can get in there. So you think... So everyone's like, oh my God, Tiger Woods couldn't get into these country clubs. It's like, yeah. No fucking duh. Yeah, no fucking duh. Hey babe, how you doing? Just out here real quick. Oh. Well, thanks, sweetie. But end of the day, it inspired a bunch of people to go golf, which is hilarious. You know why it's hilarious? Because it's a bunch of middle-aged men thinking they can golf. Because some kid that was golfing since he was born. His dad's a psychopath. By the way, let's just get that off the table. I get it. Kid's a good golfer, but, like, changing the world. Yeah, I get it. For the black culture. You know? Same time. You know, he's a little ballish. But Tiger did do all that shit. End of the day, dude. LT, best linebacker of pretty much all time. Smoking crack, Bubba. Right? But when he's getting fucking 8, 9, 10 sacks a game, like, I mean, that's outrageous, but you know what I mean? Like, if he's fucking killing, it's like, okay, whatever. Mark McGwire, crushing records, roared it out. But you know what? If you're trying to golf now, haven't figured it out yet, good fucking luck. And I want to talk about something as well. And I don't mean to offend anyone. So if you're easily offendable, you know, Vince Vaughn and let's, earmuffs. Like we're little kids. Hey, squirt on the earmuffs. But I've taught myself a pretty goddamn good shot. Now, random people who listen to this might say, yeah, I played with the new player shit. Yeah. But no, really, I put together a pretty decent golf profile. But if you're taking all these crazy lessons from all these different and then you're going up and putting it up, it's like, okay, cool, you know? But who am I to say? I'm not gonna, you know, dispute your effort, but I'm gonna dispute your practice. All good. Move on. Super Bowl was cool. Everyone that's saying like Patrick Mahomes is like the GOAT and shit. It's like, dude, did you just not see? I mean, can we just stop and appreciate shit for once, guys? We stopped and appreciated, you know, some of these negative things that we turned into positive. We stopped and we went all about that. And like, at the end of the day, you like Tom Brady, you don't like Tom Brady, whatever it may be, this guy fucking came out and played football during a really hard time too. And you know why he did it? Entertainment. Good times. Positivity. Love. Not love, but... And, you know, at the end of the day, who are we? Just a bunch of 9-to-5ers hoping that one day we get our opportune because we missed the first one. Two options. Feel sorry, like the, or just keep moving. You guys played Oregon Trail? Gotta stop for a couple days, feed the sick, heal it up. Right? Slow little stint is what you take. Make sure the cattle are fed. You found the right part of cattle grazing land, right? But what America's acting like right now is those guys that just want to push forward, push through that Oregon Trail, that river. Sucks down two of your fucking, you know, they're not carriages. What are those things called? Wagons. They take down those wagons, right? If you take down two wagons, I mean, you had a sick uncle in there. He's gone. And you know what uncle was? The proprietor. So what you're going west for? That gold? The proprietor's dead, bro. Then what? Next thing you know, you're nibbling on your daughter's forearm like a goddamn skinny-ass chicken bone. All because you didn't stop and take a minute and think, like, people are killing each other for no reason, like we've always been, but, you know, but things are going real bad. Why don't we just stop for a second and, you know, take a couple minutes. We got some fresh grounds here. We got enough to feed the cattle. Maybe kill one of these and feed our foals and then step forward. No, we didn't do that, Bobo. We turned against each other, made fools of each other. I don't want to say that we made fools of ourselves, because, like, honestly, all these other cultures and all these other countries, all this shit's like, dog, whatever. Bring it then. Pull on up then. Hey, roll on up to our party that we're having over here. Roll on up. See what happens. End of the day, it's like, countries found on being rebels. But problem is, it's not the 1700s anymore, Bubbles. It's not the old days where we needed to fight for that. We already established that, hey, if we want to drop the fucking dome chrome on anyone, we could do it. What we need to realize is that, like, listen, we all got little dicks. And we're trying to fuck the hottest bitch. Right? Some guy goes up, muscles, nothing. Some guy goes up, nice teeth, nice eyes, nice haircut, nothing. It's the one that shows. All those guys might got a little bit of something, but I got something hidden. I could talk to you. I'm sensitive, but I'm so harsh, right? I'm not afraid, but I'm fearful. You know what I mean? And what'd we do? Fought over all this shit because you know why? We couldn't come to an agreement because there's two people who's going through an election, man. We let this election, like, get to the heart. I don't know if we picked the right one for the next one. And if you're looking to this podcast for the right answer, well, hey, Bubba, wrong right. You made a wrong right, double back, go past intellect. Yeah, you're way gone, dude. Actually, I don't even know where you're at. I'm looking where you dropped the pin. No idea. And I didn't do this podcast for a long time because I was questioning myself and, like, the shit I wanted to talk about. Because here's what the reality of it is. And I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again. I say things, and then they get said by bigger, smarter, more established comedians that have a platform that just... So it's like I shouldn't have even said it. Right? And, like, everyone's like, you take a good from a negative. What the fuck am I supposed to take from that? That I had a great idea, didn't do anything with it, and maybe if I tried to do something with it, even on this small platform, it got nowhere. You start looking in the mirror like, is this shit worth it? And it is worth it to me. End of the day, I don't give a fuck. Because I feel like getting this shit off my chest is good. I'm trying to relate. Fuck, dog. Relate. The problem is, everyone created these, like, little, these, like, subsystems where, like now everything's offensible. It's like, yeah, I'm a dude, but I'm like, tomorrow I might want to be a girl, so you better watch what the fuck you say, Bubba. And it's like, yeah, maybe I will, but what if I don't? And, like, can't we just say, like, we turn reality into, like, Legoland? Like, literal Legoland? You want to pull off that wig, Bubba? Chop on a fucking... You want to pull off that short hair, that buzz cut? Throw on a fucking wig with some makeup. No one's going to say nothing. But at the end of the day, why the fuck do we judge off like your sexuality before the stupid shit that comes out of some of these people's mouths? Right? I mean, there's some stupid shit coming out. Spewing. Right? And it stems from the same place. I mean, the you know what the thing that drives me nuts is everyone's sense of shock. Like disbelief. Tiger Woods is a black kid trying to be a golfer and everyone acted like, oh my God. Yeah, dude, he's gonna go through some shit. It's like this whole sense of shock. Oh my God, did you hear Chris Pratt? Loves Jesus Christ. Cool, dude. I didn't give up. Star-Lord, do you think? Yeah, he liked the green. He liked the green woman. Who was black. And we're taking him serious? Are you fucking out of your mind? I how crazy you guys gotta be, like, to get to the point where you're like, wait a minute. Chris Pratt. Yeah, dude. Look at him. Look at the guy. Handsome, good looking, white dude. From the middle of the country. Sorry if he broke your hearts because he created this world that, like, you guys fell in love with. That he's some goofy this. But, like, he wanted to get to be where he can get to be himself. And the second he's himself, like any of you motherfuckers want to be, tear him down. And then add all this extra bullshit. Like Marvel needs. What are you talking about, guys? Talking about. If you guys aren't scared. Like, you guys are. The thing that I get. I'm not going to say you guys. But I'm going to say, like, in general. Like, everyone's afraid of the physical things that can happen on to us. Like, looting and robbery and all that bullshit. Like, but like, isn't it so much crazier to think that, like, we're literally tearing each other down piece by piece through texts on platforms that can disable what you say at a drop of a dime, as long as you stay in those confines. And we're over here talking about, like, a Louis Vuitton store getting broken into, or these businesses that can regrow. Right? Guys, podcasting is getting so huge. And I love doing this podcast. You know? Because reality's not what we think it is, man. I'm out every day. Right? Talking to people. And getting out there into reality. But, like, it's the trapped ones working from home that are, like, losing their grip. I'm relating. I'm dealing with it. Guys, there's no fact that we're looking for a solution to a problem that's been based for, like, forever. It's not laws. It's a humane problem. Because before laws were even, like, really made, slavery, like, all this shit that had been going on was just like, it's systemic from life. You know, you invade a different country or a different culture, and you take it over completely. So when people are like, oh, we gotta fix our laws and shit, it's like, no. It's a humane problem, man. You know. And I don't know what to do with America. I love USA, but like, they say that the line that gets in the most fights has the least amount of fights left in them. And we've been in so many that it's like, it's not surprising that we tore ourselves apart over something. Right? Like, once again, you guys thought the Capitol building thing, like the whole thing that went down there was not some shit that was gonna happen. It happened. End of the day, it didn't happen because Republicans or, you know, Patriot parties or any of it. It happened because Americans felt that way. Right? So the disconnect isn't between these bullshit parties that we created. The irony doesn't matter that we separated from a country to create our own divide. The irony and like all, like the hilarity in all of it is that like, we all knew what we were doing was wrong, but we also did it. And end of the day, like wrong, right? Democratic, Republican, it doesn't fucking matter. It's all stupid, it's all dumb. They put fancy words. We create imaginary lines. Imaginary treaties. False hopes. False dreams. And that happens on the nation side, right? And then there's a place called Hollywood, where if you're the best looking, most well-spoke, handsome, better off, you get the position, right? And then we were surprised at that kind of shit happens. We're all surprised, right? We're all like, wait a minute. Hollywood does that? Primitively, that has always happened. Right? Yet, we were all surprised. Fact of the matter is, guys, this is the fact of the matter is, we are not prepared for when it crosses our face. And that, when I mean crosses our face, is our reflection. See other people doing what we do, see all that shit, it gets a little dicey and scary. Yet, it's been happening. Well, guys, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I love all of y'all. A little bit of a longer edition, but let me just tell you right now. Stop golfing. If you haven't been golfing and you think you're getting it, stop golfing. If you're taking lessons, it's all good. It's all in the hips. You're cool. If you're in Hollywood, understand that, you know, it's a fickle bitch. It's gonna destroy you. And if you're American, understand that. Do unto others how, you know, you want to be treated. It's been a long time coming, guys. Every now and then you need to get smacked in the mouth. Love y'all. This is Jibber Jabber. And remember, at the end of the day, just shut up.